11.5 My kind of thing. 1. Paula.
My passion at the moment is horse riding. It's strange to hear myself say that, because I've only been doing it for about a year, and I never thought I'd love it so much. It all happened because I was talking to someone who rode horses, and I said that stupid thing people often say, "Oh, I've always wanted to do that." And she said, "Why don't you then?" And I thought, why not? I've always liked horses. They're so big and powerful, but so beautiful when you see them racing round a field or a track. Riding's very physically demanding. Your body has to move with the horse, and of course, I've fallen off a few times. But amazingly, the more you fall, the less it hurts. I've been learning how to give really clear instructions. You have to understand your horse. They have moods. You never know what a ride is going to be like. A horse you had a fantastic ride on one week can be slow and miserable the next week. I like that about horses. They have personalities.
2. Andrew.
I'm passionate about poetry. I studied English literature at university, but it wasn't until after I graduated that I really saw the point of poetry and started writing it myself. I've been trying to write for about 10 years now. I'm not sure it's any good, but I keep trying. I've met some other hopeful poets like me, and I've heard them reading it aloud. It was amazing. I felt the power of the words. The thing I like so much about it is that you can say so much with just a few words. A little means a lot. Each word, each noun, verb, adjective, preposition has to work hard. There's a poem by Simon Armitage called To His Lost Lover. It's a poem of regret about not saying the things you wish you had said to a past lover. This poem really speaks to me. Poetry's all about saying what often goes unsaid, and with passion. It can be such a help in your life. If you feel tired or depressed, you can always find a poem that will help.
3. James.
The thing I'm passionate about, and this may surprise many people, is British weather. I've been interested in it ever since I was a child. I loved all our rainy holidays by the English seaside. I know everyone complains about the weather, but I love it. It means there's always something to talk about, and it's a great way of starting a conversation at a bus stop. Also, you know, it's the rain that gives us our green, green fields. I think if you live somewhere like California, and there are 365 days of sunshine, it's boring. But here, perhaps it's been raining all morning and then suddenly the sun comes out and you really appreciate that sunshine. It's magic. Raindrops are like diamonds in the sun. And it's not true that it rains all the time in Britain. It doesn't. It just rains quite a lot. You know that joke? If you don't like English weather, wait 10 minutes. That's why it's always interesting.